Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States remains determined to meet the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. At a recent briefing at the New York Foreign Press Center, U.S. Agency for International Development Deputy Administrator Isabel Coleman addressed a range of critical global issues and emphasized the importance of the United States' commitment to addressing humanitarian crises. USAID is making an additional $247 million contribution to humanitarian assistance for 10 sub-Saharan African countries to meet the urgent needs of those most vulnerable populations. Additionally, the United States continues to be Afghanistan's largest aid donor and goes to extraordinary lengths to ensure that the assistance being provided goes directly to the Afghan people, said Deputy Administrator Coleman.
We have had some challenges on that. We've had some aid interference by members of the Taliban, but in those instances, we have explained how we operate and that our delivery of aid has to be directly to beneficiaries. And if we've not been able to achieve that, we have paused our aid in those particular cases.
USAID is dedicated to assisting those affected by the challenges posed by climate change, including increased natural hazards and food insecurity through the promotion of clean energy and strategies to bolster resilience and early warning systems. Furthermore, investments in drought-resistant seeds and innovative farming methods have been made to combat food insecurity, said Deputy Administrator Coleman.
We put millions of dollars a year into research on the most advanced seeds so that farmers can have the latest in that technology to be able to grow crops that are more pest-resistant and drought-resistant to be able to respond to a changing environment around them.
The United States remains dedicated to addressing global humanitarian crises, supporting sustainable development, and collaborating with nations worldwide to end hunger and promote a more prosperous global community.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.